You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It is a Thursday, and as always, we're joined by the executive director of the Michigan Theater. He's here for Cinema Chat. Good morning to you, Russ Collins.
Good morning. Well, we have a lead-off story about Oprah Winfrey and Ava DuVernay. Now, Ava DuVernay is a director who did Selma.
Right, which was just an incredible movie.
And she's not nearly as well-known as Oprah Winfrey.
not many people are.
But Ava DuVernay is a woman who was a speaker at our Art House Convergence, this conference that we do in January out in Utah. And she's just a remarkable woman. She wanted to be a movie director. African-American woman ran into a lot of headwinds, not unexpectedly and unfairly. So she set up essentially an agency for other people, made movies, distributed them herself, became a publicity agent.
I love that she didn't see it as a wall. She saw it as a speed bump.
That's right. And, she just powered through, and she's just a remarkable woman. Well, she's currently producing a TV show called Queen Sugar on Oprah's network with Oprah. And Oprah was in Selma and helped get the movie made. So this is a lot of fun. And what they're doing is A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, I loved that book when I was a kid.
1963 Newbery Medal Award-winning fantasy classic. And so that should be a lot of fun. The script is being put together by the woman, Jennifer Lee, who wrote the screenplay for Frozen. So it looks to be a lot of fun. Another thing that will be a lot of fun that is also a blast from the past that was just announced this week is Tilda Swinton is reportedly going to do MAME, Anti-MAME. Now, not the musical, but the original play and the movie that was made based on the play was starred Rosalind Russell, and it was made in 1958.
Right, then the musical came out in the 70s with Lucille Ball.
That's right. And,
I can totally see Tilda Swinton, though. She can do anything.
Yeah, she can do anything. And she's kind of a loud-mouthed, very forthright character, and you sure can see Tilda Swinton. Although, like you said, Tilda Swinton can do about anything.
Right on.
So those sound like fun things. Well, if you haven't seen The Music of Strangers, Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble, and you're a WEMU listener, you have to get to it. It is a movie, a documentary movie about the transformative power of music. It's about world music. It's about brilliant musicians getting together and exploring the boundaries of musical expression. The documentary was put together by Morgan Neville, who did 20 Feet from Stardom, and it's a very compelling piece. Another documentary, Dark Horse, is still playing about a bunch of blue-collar folks in the UK who decide they're going to do and get into horse racing and actually have some success. It's a very heartwarming story. And if you're just interested in a UK escapist piece, Absolutely Fabulous is also playing. And if you're a fan of that TV show, the movie picks up right where the TV show left off.
It's interesting. I know people who were fans of the TV show who saw this movie and absolutely loved it. People who did not watch the TV show but still went and saw this movie, we're a little lost.
Yeah, they get a little lost in it. You kind of have to know what the aesthetic and the characters are about. Well, Woody Allen's new film, Cafe Society, opens today at the Michigan Theater. And the reviews on this are very strong. It opened at the Cannes Film Festival. And what the critical consensus is that Cafe Society has lovely visuals, charming performances, and they round out a late period Woody Allen comedy whose genuine pleasures offset its amicable predictability. And what they mean by that is, you know, it's boy meet girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back. That's the predictability part of it, which is how many, many movies, that it's that romantic comedy kind of thing.
Kind of a thematic theme through Woody Allen's life as well.
Yeah.
Jesse
Eisenberg essentially plays a Woody Allen type character to great effect. It's really a beautiful film. It's set in 1930s Hollywood, and Jesse Eisenberg grew up in Brooklyn, or the Bronx, I guess, and went out to Hollywood to find his fortune. And his uncle is played by Steve Carell in a hilarious performance.
Who's a surprisingly adept actor. I mean, he can do everything.
He's a great actor, and he's a wonderful comic actor, but he's did some great straight work last year. Parker Posey is in this. Kirsten Stewart and Blake Lively is in it. So lovely folks, lovely shot movie, and if you like Woody Allen, you go to go check it out.
You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Michigan Theater Executive Director and CEO Russ Collins, and we still have Captain Fantastic to view, if we so desire.
That's right. Of the 50 movies we showed during Cinetopia, Captain Fantastic was one of the very top films, according to the audience. Viggo Mortensen plays this character who is raising his family in the wilderness. He's pulled them out of society, and his six children relate to each other. They live a very hard life in that, you know, they're in the wilderness and they're learning all of these skills that you wouldn't need if you lived in the suburbs, but he also teaches them quite rigorously with his wife. Well, his wife becomes sick, ends up dying, and they go into civilization, as it were, for the funeral and confront the family issues. And it is just a terrifically written piece because it doesn't stand on a soapbox and pound a anti-establishment message per se. It's very thoughtful in the way that it confronts this individuality versus the virtues of society and the vices of society and the vices of individuality. And at the end, you have to think about this movie.
Those are all very compelling reasons to want to see it. And yet, as a product of the 70s, I can't help but want to say at the end, and the Brown Dirt Cowboy.
Yes.
You know, just an arcane Elton John reference, but nonetheless, when I hear Captain Fantastic, I always end up with Brown Dirt Cowboy.
Well, but there's a great bus that the Grateful Dead would have been very approving of in this movie, so you'll like it that
way. Gotta get me one.
There's a really bizarre documentary called Tickled, and it's about this documentary filmmaker, David Ferrer, who discovers this weird online thing called competitive tickling. And he was interested.
Competitive tickling.
Competitive, so that, you know, people are tied up and tickled as an endurance test. And he decides that he's going to do a piece about it. Well, he goes to the organizers and finds that they have a huge resistance to talking to him, that they bully him. And of course, as a journalist, he goes right after them because of that and discovers a really vast empire that is quite corrupt and criminal, which is weird for a tickling contest. And it's so bizarre that people walked out of the movie at Sundance thinking, is this really a documentary or was it some kind of made up thing? But it really is a documentary. But Tickled is this very unusual thing, and it plays on.
It most definitely sounds bizarre.
Starts on Saturday and runs to Wednesday the 3rd. The classic film for this week is The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Oh, I love Clint Eastwood.
And we have this really interesting Arab film called The Idol about a Palestinian talented young man who goes on the Arab Idol TV show and finds his fortune and an audience. It's a very compelling piece. Wiener is the documentary from Sundance about the Anthony Wiener, the New York City mayoral campaign, a guy whose life just fell apart because of his own misbehavior.
He seems to have a pretty healthy self-destructive streak.
He sure
not
does.
To provide an oxymoron.
And opening at the Multiplex is a film called Nerve, which actually has gotten very strong reviews. And it's about this online game that you play on your phone, and it's kind of truth or dare, except it's just dare or dare. And
some of it starts getting progressively dangerous.
Yeah, so this young high school girl gets involved with it, and it just keeps going deeper and deeper, and they end up trapping her. Anyway, it's a pretty compelling film. Jason Bourne, if you're a fan of the Bourne series,
Matt Damon's right.
Back, and the reviews are very in the middle. It's like, if you like it, go to it. You can't miss it. There's nothing new there.
And then there's the Pretty Girls Behaving Badly movie.
That's right, Bad Moms. Mila Kunis stars as one of the bad moms, as does
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell
from here,
and Catherine Hahn. Yeah, Kristen Bell's a Michigan native. It's a charming looking film. It's kind of your
typical summer
comedy,
a comedic respite. You know, it's a great way to go out and have a couple of laughs.
It's about the
nothing too serious.
It's about the PTO against moms just trying to make it hard. So.
Harper Valley PTA revisited.
I like that.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood, and stay cool.